In the cool of the southern dawn stands a motionless giant, its branches armed with sharp thorns. An enemy stands close by, an enemy known as the Greater Kudu, a large antelope with a striped coat that devours foliage. The tree is an acacia. In a few moments, it will set in motion a relentless and deadly strategy. The animal that threatens its leaves does not suspect that its designated victim is about to become its killer. The target is a robust male. Built to outmaneuver the great cats, the kudu has no protection against the invisible claws about to seize it. After hours of futile resistance, the animal surrenders. Its roots firmly anchored in the ground, the culprit has no reason to flee. There are no clues and no apparent motive for the attack, and any witnesses to the scene will remain silent. It's almost a perfect crime. It all began in the early 1980s, in the peaceful region of Transvaal, when a ruthless killing machine set in motion its deadly scheme. But at that time, the crimes passed unnoticed. Every morning, Henny Roberts, a local farmer, sets out to inspect a section of his 3,600 hectares. Like other Boers, descended from Dutch pioneers, Henny has abandoned farming to exploit a more accessible resource, the environment. The Kruis Rivier Ranch is a private reserve. The kudu is its most prized game animal and a valuable source of revenue. Here, some 20 large mammals congregate in the shelter of the killer acacia. Perhaps they will be its next victims.